This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 9th. Well, we had a weaker tone to the price action yesterday in the cattle, both lives and feeders. The market's trying to kind of hold together, but feeder cattle bounced up to that high from low September, which we broke through for the previous couple days. Yesterday, we kind of rallied back up to that old high and then stalled out. So this is kind of giving us some indication that I think, you know, breaking below that trading range and then the market's coming back up, trying to get back into it, can't quite do it, stalls at that old low, and then starts to come back down. So it's looking a little shaky in the feeder cattle space. In live cattle, it's not quite that defined. We've managed to rally back up to the highs from mid-August. Pretty impressive run there. We could be forming more of a major double top. The back months, the Ds, the Febs, the Aprils, all of them now have spent a fair amount of time testing that mid-August high and haven't been able to get above it. So we're kind of pacing sideways, and that's an indication that perhaps the market's kind of running out of gas up there too. So I think that, you know, I've been leaning bearish the cattle market as we head into, you know, late October as we close down this marketing hole. And the market has performed very well through the marketing hole. We've been moving these backed up cattle, these very heavy weight cattle. We see that in the weekly weights. We see that in the slaughter numbers that have been consistently lower than a year ago. Our slaughter rates are well below a year ago, and yet production is about down 2%, while the slaughter rate is down about 4%. And that's all because of the weights. And I think those are those very heavy cattle that are just continuing to move through the market. And at a time when you've got a marketing hole, that normally you would see a pretty significant drop in beef production. So hopefully we're working our way through those numbers before we get into the heavy placements from summertime. So this is, I think, going to be an issue for the beef space. You're going to have a notable increase in demand to absorb that, and I just don't see how you can do that. The economy seems to be stabilizing, but we're still looking at 8-9% unemployment. If you listen to the Fed, it's more around 11% unemployment. That's not a recipe for increased beef consumption. So these are the headwinds, I think, facing the market as we head into the winter and especially into the first quarter of next year. We're just going to see a wave of market-ready cattle because of the wave of placements that we had in May, June, July. That's, I think, going to be a significant issue for us. Feeder cattle, there too. I think part of the reason that we're seeing some slippage here, number one, corn prices, of course, have rallied significantly, but we're also looking at a massive drought across the southern and central plains. There's not going to be any demand for calves to put on winter wheat pasture because there's not going to be much winter wheat pasture. Even regular grass is getting burnt up or already has. So the demand for these cattle that normally would go south is just not there, and they're going to be trying to be pushed into feedlots that are already pretty full. So I think that's what's happening in the feeder cattle space. Corn harvest moving along quickly, should see some demand shift over to the Midwest for that feeding program. But by and large, I think that you've lost a pretty significant part of your demand base because of the drought in the southern plains. So far this week, the cash trade has been pretty quiet, but what we've seen is about steady money on the Fed trade around 107. Dress trade up to at 169. Box beef values were weaker yesterday again. Choice down 88 cents at 216. Select down 248 at 203. The spread was up 160 at 1290. Movement 162 loads. Slaughter rate, 472,000 heads so far this week. That's 6,000 less than a week ago and 1,000 more than a year ago. Export sales yesterday were a bright spot, but didn't seem to be enough to really prop the market up much. 23,000 tons sold for beef. South Korea took 6,000 of that. China, 4,100. Japan, 5,100. Hong Kong, 3,200. Pork export sales also very solid at 61,000 tons. China took 29,000, Mexico 16,000, Canada took 4,500. So pork just on a roll, maybe supporting cattle somewhat, but I think, you know, those two markets have been their own universes for years. I think it's more of just looking at this marketing hole kind of closing up here. And as we get into Novdis, you're going to see a lot more cattle come into the market. The weights are probably going to stay up there simply because of a bigger framed animal and a lot of cheap corn around. Okay, so it's not cheap, but it's a lot of fresh corn around. And I just, that's my take on the market. Now, it's, again, live cattle have performed very well. They're back up testing major highs, but it's hard to envision the market really taking much more of a leg up. So we'll see where we go. But I think feeders are the weakest component of the cattle space. And that's a market that's already starting to show some technical signals that it is in the, you know, in the midst of its next leg down. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.